Ron, you've been looking for this title every year since you turned pro. How do you feel right now?
I can't really explain it. It's pretty, it's an amazing feeling. I was being coached from the car by Brad McGee. He gave me confidence to top the climb. Once Dumoulin came through it, I was a minute up and just kept me calm. I was considering a bit of a victory sort of salute, but I wanted to make sure it's you're never sure until Tom does cross the line, and there's a lot of people I have to thank for this, and the first one's my wife. She's back at home, and I'm sure she's pretty happy at the moment.
Are you surprised that you even rode faster than Dumoulin up the hill?
Not really. I knew the power we rode in the team time trial, and we lost 19 seconds, and I held higher power up the hill than I did in the team. And I knew he rode the front, and he was pushing pretty hard in the team time trial, so I had a fairly good idea what power I had to hold, and to hold him, I think I was 35 seconds at the bottom, and when I got to the top, I was fairly confident that I'd at least done the same time as him.
Was the Vuelta the right thing to do before the Worlds?
One, so I guess it is, yeah.
Now 1 year in the rainbow jersey, how do you see it?
Look, it's a dream come true, obviously, being world champion. I've been chasing this since I was a junior. I've never won it in any age group, so to win my first one in the seniors is really special.
But you're the second Australian to do it, and the last one won it 3 years in a row. Is that your future?
I'm not too stressed about trying to beat a record. I'm just going to enjoy the moment at the moment and enjoy the next year in the rainbows and try again next year.
Well done, thanks.
Thank you.